L-I-D-D-Y.
L-I-D-D-Y. Uh-huh. He had a little, printed up a little thing that was the Judge Liddy's ruler, and it was actually a ruler, but in addition to the inches and so forth on the ruler was Judge Liddy's formula for stopping time of a vehicle, and based on vision and distance and speed and reaction time and et cetera, et cetera. And he had this mathematical formula that we were supposed to know and be aware of and so on. And he loved to pontificate about his formula and use it wherever he could to decide cases. He was an extremely arbitrary man. One time when I was practicing, I represented a doctor, my own personal physician, Jack Ronayne, who was owed a bill by a man in Highland Park. And the fellow wouldn't pay him, and finally the doctor said, well, I said, I want to sue him. I think he should pay it. So I sued him. And a lawyer came in and represented him, Maurice Sherry, I think his name was. He had a withered arm. And he represented the patient. And I think the bill was $80, okay? It wasn't worth the trouble to sue, or certainly the trouble to have the doctor come down, and yet the money was owed. So I used the court rule for summary judgment, and I prepared a motion for summary judgment and had the doctor sign an affidavit that he really performed the services and that if called to testify, he would say so and so on, and that the bill was reasonable and the amount of it. It hadn't been paid. And I followed the court rule, and I filed the motion. Maurice Sherry, on behalf of his client, did not file an affidavit of merit, as the court rule required. And so, on motion day, I went to the Judge Liddy, and I said, of course, you didn't argue motions in open court in common pleas. They were all decided on the paperwork back in the judge's office. But I went in and tried to get to see him and because the clerk came out with the file stamped that the motion was denied. And then I tried to get in and see him. Why had he denied it? How could he deny the motion? We followed the courtroom. He wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't talk to me about it. He wouldn't respond. But he denied the motion and awarded, I don't know, $10 or $20 cost to the defendant. Well, that meant the case had to come down for trial. So I called the doctor. I was so mad. You know, the system wasn't working. And it was made to do for this very purpose. So he said, well, he would come to court. He was as mad as I was. And he agreed to come to court, take off from his busy practice, and so he did. And the case was assigned to old Judge Tom Kenny, who was a nice old guy, appointed by Harry Kelly as governor. Matter of fact, had been Harry Kelly's legal advisor. I later, when I served with Harry Kelly on the Michigan Supreme Court, told me that he called Tom Kenny in and he said, Tom, I want to appoint you common pleas court judge, but I've got to have one promise from you. Anything you want, Governor, you'll never touch another drop to drink as long as you live. And he said, you got it. He made the promise, became a common pleas court judge, and never walked into his office any day in the morning without looking towards heaven and thanking God and Harry Kelly. He was a happy man. He loved the job. And he was a nice man, and he was a kindly man, and he was a good judge, but he was, like the others, kind of arbitrary, very arbitrary, mostly because of kind of rules of thumb that he had developed through the years as being a judge. So, I tell you the story. We're now assigned to Judge Kenny. I've got my client with me. Maurice Sherry is there. He doesn't have his client with him. The case is called and goes to Tom Kenny. It's about to start, and Sherry stands up and said, Your Honor, before we begin, he said, the counsel made a motion for summary judgment before Judge Liddy. It was denied, and Judge Liddy awarded me $10 in costs, and the costs have not been paid. And he says, I don't think. Yes, thank you. I don't think that I should be forced to defend this case until counsel and the plaintiff pay me my costs. Kenny says, pay him his costs. I'm not going to hear this case unless you pay him his costs. I said, Your Honor, I should have won that motion, and we're about to try the case, and it's going to prove that I should have won the motion, because he doesn't even have a witness with him. Pay him the cost, or I'm not going to hear the case. Took out my checkbook, and I wrote a check for $10 to Maurice Sherry, and I handed it to him right there in open court. We then proceeded. Put my client on the witness stand. He testified that the bill was owing and never been paid, that the services were performed. Sherry gets up and he says, Doctor, when you were called to this man's house, was he conscious or unconscious? He says, he was unconscious. He'd had a heart attack. What did you do? He said, I examined him and called the hospital, had him admitted as a heart patient. Then what did you do? Well, nothing. I saw him in the hospital one time, and then I was relieved of the case because the family doctor got there to take over. I was just on emergency duty. Well, did you ever talk to the man? I never saw him awake. I never talked to him. So you never made a contract with him for services? No, I didn't. The judge says, wait a minute. Oh,